Cesspool 168. I'm Jay Foss. That's El Tejon. What's up, Jerk?
What the fuck?
You gay?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, that's not what I asked. Anyway, Lisa Lopez Galvan. Her funeral's today.
Who?
A beloved DJ in the Kansas City area. They called her the Howard Stern of Southwest Boulevard. Yeah, man.
What?
Yeah, she got killed during that Chiefs parade.
Who?
Yeah. Anyway, what's your thoughts on this whole thing?
All right. So, number one, I don't want to minimize the death of anybody. It's terrible that we had this bullshit go on in Kansas City. And that, what was there? 9 or 11 kids shot? 26 people total. Oh,
yeah.
Half of them were people under the age of 15 years old.
And now they're talking about, well, maybe they shouldn't even let school out for this kind of thing, because...
Let school out for the Chiefs parade?
I mean, that's what they did. All the schools in our area did.
They didn't do that for us.
Well, no, we didn't... Nothing got let out for us.
Well, we never won any championships when we were in school either, so...
Yeah.
That's understandable. But, yeah, I agree. Don't let schools out for that shit. Like, kids are in school to learn.
But adults are drunk there and, you know, just... But can we honestly say, do people really, really think that these millionaire athletes that are just... What are they riding by on a bus? Because it's not... It's a parade, but it's not floats or anything. Isn't it like trucks and buses and stuff like that? It's not like...
They're double-decker buses.
Yeah, and they're drunk and they're, you know what I mean? Do they really think that these athletes give half a shit about them while you stand there all morning for a spot to clap at Daytron? Daytron don't give a shit. Why is life like this?
You take what you think players care about, go about 90% less of what they think about you.
Do you think they ride by you in that bus and think anything? They're just like, oh, yeah, I'm good at this, and you got admiration. They don't remember a face.
No.
They don't remember shit. That's why they always have security on them. That's why they're roped off in a restaurant. That's why.
Let's go back to whenever you and I were competing in sports, right? You had all kinds of faces out in the crowd at one point. Do you give a fuck about what any of them thought or what they were going
through? But you did have people come up to you, and I'm sure, and it, I've seen it happen to you, where they're like, "Oh, El Tejon," because they totally called you that, right? That's no, but you've had people like, "Oh, Harold the Wrestler," and you know what I mean, and kind of slobbed on you in a little bit. You know what I mean? Did you care? I mean, when people gave you compliments, did you care?
Well, I mean, honestly, the shit feels weird for me.
Does it?
Yeah,
it's an ego boost for a lot of people.
Right. I don't like it. I don't like people. Like, if you remember who I am from my days in sports, and you recognize some of my accomplishments, then I'm like, oh yeah, you know, that's cool. I really appreciate that you remember that. That's awesome. Like, we're talking 20 years ago, 25 years ago at this
point.
Right? But other than that...
But that Al Bundy syndrome, you know people like that shit. Oh, I was something in high school. Dude, people are... We're different. We are a little bit different than...
True. I think it's because life is probably...
Could you imagine going with your kids, getting them up 4 a.m., right? Hey, we got to get out to this parade. It doesn't matter. I mean, this year was pretty nice, but the last year wasn't. Nice weather-wise. I mean, we're in February. You don't know what you're going to get, right?
Right.
So you get your kids up. You're like, oh, my God, little Tristan, put on your best Chiefs uniform. You know, your jersey that we overspent at, you know, Rally House. Oh, my God, you know. Put it on, and we're going to go wait out there for drunken Chris Jones, which I shouldn't even mention him. He seems like one of the better ones. But you get what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, drunken me, Cole Hardman, and we're going to clap and wave and see him for 10 seconds. And oh my God, this is the greatest. Could you imagine being that person? Because in, that's not me, man. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if I meet you. You're just some dude on the TV. I'm not leaving my house. I'm not taking off work. I'm not doing anything for that shit.
Well,
good
okay. For
you that you're a millionaire athlete. I don't think I need to fluff you up any more than anyone
exactly,
else.
Exactly. Exactly. So because of what you brought up earlier, like I remember whenever the Royals won in 2015, I didn't go to the parade downtown. I didn't feel the need to go to where there was going to be, 100 to 150,000 extra people to celebrate people that honestly don't give a fuck about me and weren't going to be here next year.
Well, they don't live here to begin with, but I mean...
Well, they weren't going to be playing in the town and caring about the fans. No. Like, Eric Hosmer went to fucking San Diego.
Yeah.
Right? If I go to San Diego and hold up a sign and say, hey, Hosmer, I remember when you were a Royal, I was a huge fan. You know, he's not going to come up and
who's this idiot?
Talk to me. Yeah, he's going to be like, fuck you. Who cares?
And it's funny because they're like, oh, man, Chris Jones was drunk. He said he's going to stay in Kansas City. He's staying here because you're winning, you idiot. Not because you live in this area code.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Right.
Why do you keep, paper clippings of this shit? Is it weird? It's very strange behavior to me. You've done nothing in life, so you must celebrate what other people have done?
Yeah.
That's very weird
to me. I'm a piece of shit, so I have to celebrate Chris Jones.
Well, speaking of pieces of shit, this lady's casket, very much Chiefs-themed, right? So when she got shot, she was wearing a Butker jersey. So they reached out to Butker, and she got fucking buried in a Harrison Butker jersey. Buried. That's the last of her. What? Anyway, do you know?
Could you imagine getting buried in a Harrison Butker jersey?
He's not a bad player, but come the fuck on.
He's a fucking kicker.
He's a white kicker, which they all are. I'm sorry. That's not what I mean.
Okay.
You are a Latin lady. I'm sorry. White kicker. A white kicker? You ever seen one of them?
Never.
Anyway, do you know Lopez Galvan? Do you know she liked singing at weddings? An American Legion bars and grills?
No. I don't know anything about this fucking chick, which...
Do you know what they played at the funeral?
No.
Mariachi music. I was there. And that's the footage I caught.
Holy fuck.
As she lay there... In a Butker jersey.
Wait.
A white kicker.
So the woman that was at 90.1, they buried her in a Butker jersey?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know, dude.
I thought those were two separate stories.
No, the same lady.
What the hell?
Hey.
Okay. Kansas City, get your shit. Quit being fucking idiot rednecks. Goddamn, people.
Okay, that's where we're about to head off to. Let's talk about, I don't like being in big crowds to begin with. I just don't like to be in mosh pits, don't like to be in, in huge lines, don't like to be in parades. I'm not going to the shit. You're not going to see me there. Don't give a damn. Because this kind of shit can happen. The Steven Paddock shit can go down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to think that
Stephen Paddock, holy fuck.
To think that Kansas City would be immune against such a thing. We're Killer City, baby. We're always on the list of murder rate. Do you really think this is the most wholesome fucking city ever? Because these fucking Chiefs fans that come from fucking Overland Park and north of the city, and they're, they're all smiley, and they're in their mid-60s, the white ladies that just love them black athletes, and you go, dead serious. Or the fucking hillbillies are like, oh, hell yeah, you know, from Lawson and shit. Do you not, you don't fucking go to Raytown. You don't go to Independence. You don't go anywhere off 71, right? So you think this is fucking fantasy land, Kansas City. Kansas City's fucking brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Depending where you get off.
There's a fuck ton of deployable shitheads that live in this town.
Yeah. And murder happens every weekend. It's going to happen tonight. Yeah. We're on a Saturday night. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So to think that this was so crazy and the mayor come out and say, we're not tolerating this. Since when, motherfucker?
Dude, yeah, you've tolerated it every year. Since what? Emmanuel Cleaver? Kay Barnes?
Yeah.
You know,
and that's when I text you, I'm like, hey, they're not tolerating it. And you said, what, on national TV? I'm like, yeah, they're not going to tolerate that.
No, that's the entire reason that Quentin Lucas come out and said, this isn't Kansas City. We're not tolerating this. Oh, no, you tolerate it every day, except for whenever it hits national television. That's whenever you want to come out and have a strong presence because, you know, you're a Democrat and you want to move on in your career. You don't give a fuck about us.
Yeah.
Quentin Lucas.
Couple more points to make. Just because these fucking idiots were in Mahomes jerseys, then they go to Mahomes and like, hey, you got to make a statement. And then Mahomes has to make a fucking blanket statement. It's like, we're Kansas City proud. This ain't right. You know what I mean? Like, okay, billionaire guy, go fuck off. Now you've said your shit, right? So you have that. He can't make a change. You can't, right? And then you have the people that are like, got to take away guns. Got to take away guns. Oh, you got to take away guns, right? Yeah. Well, what people want to take away guns? What political party's desperate to take away guns?
Oh, it's always been the Democrats.
Okay. What's Kansas City inside the city?
Oh, man.
Hmm.
If I would have to guess, I would say 100% Democrat.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Right. Wow. Isn't that nuts?
Wow. You want to take away guns, you motherfuckers? It's you doing it, motherfucker. All the main cities that vote Democrat are gunned up.
Right.
I'm not saying hillbillies don't have their guns. They do.
Right. But
they do.
Do those guys go out and shoot people up?
No. I mean, the stats don't say hillbilly on hillbilly crime is quite as much as inner city.
Right.
Crime.
They're typically legal gun owners, right?
Yeah.
Now, what do we find out about people that typically conduct mass shootings?
Are you saying that the serial numbers on their guns may not be legible?
Ooh, a lot of times that's true. Sometimes they are convicted felons that shouldn't even have guns.
Well, we're not going to tolerate that.
No, but we're also not going to report that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make mainstream media because it doesn't fit the fucking narrative.
Yeah.
Of the anti-gun crowd. Here's the other thing. You know what's been big lately? They're either transgender or they're illegal.
Oh, is that what they're throwing it on?
Right. Now, okay, so familiar with Joel Austin?
Yeah, no,
so
yeah.
So there was a shooting at his church like 2 weeks ago, right?
I thought David Koresh was back. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wish. Yeah. This would have been child's play. Right. So at Joel Austin's church, there was an individual that come in with an AR-15 started firing. Now, you haven't heard about this, have you?
No.
I wonder why that is.
No, I don't know.
It was a transgender illegal immigrant.
Was it really?
Yes, it was. It came in with an AR-15 and opened fire.
That's checking off a lot of boxes.
It is, right? So the media is not going to report on it.
Dang. Right?
So, of course, what happens in Texas, everybody carries.
Yeah.
So he didn't
is
get
that
rid
what
of
happened?
Her.
He got laid out.
Or yeah. She.
They.
They.
They yeah. got laid
there,
out.
There we go. They.
It's always satisfying, in a way, to watch those videos of someone robbing a store or a restaurant, and then like two or three people that are there eating pull out their bazookas or whatever, and they go, nah. You know, not today.
Right. Justice.
Yeah.
You'd like justice. Cool. Yeah.
I'm sure the parades are they're going to change. I would think maybe. You know what's sad though? Cuz a lot of Chiefs fans like to point towards, you know, Raiders being, you know, criminals and bad and everything. Even though the Chiefs just signed that punter that just got off on like what? Sex, you know, all kinds. Right. Chiefs are scumbags.
Yes.
Just like anybody else. So
I'm not going to argue with you on
they
that.
They are, and Andy Reid would sign fucking Stephen Paddock.
Stephen Paddock's alive. Yeah. He's hiring him
fucking
for
Ed
mental
Ginn
health.
Could long snap. He's with the fucking Chiefs.
Oh, my God.
But what I'm saying is, you know, Golden State Warriors, Bay Area, they won a lot of championships, had a lot of parades. This shit didn't happen.
No.
You bring in enough to Kansas City, baby. Well, thank God the St. Louis Rams moved. Because that would be 4th of July.
Could you imagine how many lives they saved by moving the St. Louis Rams?
Thank God the Arizona. Bears and the Ravens suck. Because motherfuckers are dying that
right.
day.
Right.
That's the we're, refs should always be on the
we're
side
extremely
of
extremely lucky that the Ravens lost the AFC Championship and not the Super Bowl. There would have been so many more lives lost.
Ooh. The last thing about it is, why do you need a parade for this shit? Can't you have like something at Arrowhead, like a concert type thing? Put Rob Riggle, Stone Street, Fucker that did Ozark. You know what I mean? Have them show up. Have, you know, Taylor Swift auction off some of her piss-stained panties or whatever. You know, have all that shit happen. But have it at Arrowhead. Make people pay a little bit of cash. Go through metal detectors, shit like that. And it'll go down, you know, full. Why can't you have like a little concert type like that? You know, like a little event. Yeah. Like, you know, Chiefs Super Bowl party. People will still do that. And it'll be way safer. And, you know, have it on a Friday night, Saturday night. You know, something that makes sense. Not a fucking random ass Wednesday or whatever.
Right.
But why can't we do that?
That's legit. I think that's a legit suggestion.
You know, have some Kansas City artists, some, you know what I mean? Some
actors, yeah, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's Kansas City through and through. Anyway, have her throw out some prophylactics used, obviously, on her. And let's just have fun. Did you see? She threw some money at this woman. She had a GoFundMe. Taylor Swift threw out the equivalent of me giving you a nickel. So, anyway, let's go over some news, some good news. Dad caught confessing to son's murder on Ring camera footage. Florida. Let's go to Florida where all the crazy shit happens.
Florida man.
Yeah, he's a Florida man. He was, so Ring cameras. Those are going to change things, right? The more people that have them, you know, there's going to be some crazy shit caught, right?
Right.
This guy, he had an argument with his son. And naturally, kill him. You know what I mean?
Naturally.
Yeah.
Just naturally. You have an argument with your kid, just kill him. Late-term abortion.
It escalated to gun violence. I just shot my son, he said. On the Ring camera footage.
So weird.
The wife said, it's not your fault. Please call my brother. Whose fucking fault is it? Anyway, he was buried in a Harrison Butker jersey.
Another one?
Yeah.
Dude, do I need to get on this Butker bandwagon?
What are you getting buried in?
I mean,
you don't really have a choice. I'm going to choose whatever.
Right. It's going to be up to you, but I really
I was thinking Janikowski up until this point, but...
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I was going to say Lynn Elliott.
Whoa, okay, yeah. But anyway, I'm choosing loincloth instead.
All you get is a partial loincloth.
Yeah. Open casket.
Piece of shit.
Police are investigating the possible murder of an American couple that's still missing after three fugitives stole their yacht in Grenada. You hear about this? Ralph and his wife, Kathy, were last seen on the island of Grenada. You been there?
I've never been there.
Well, people say they think they got murdered by some fugitives that escaped custody.
Damn.
Yeah. Ron, Trayvon, and Abita.
Be murdered. What?
What?
Ron, Trayvon, and...
Abita. Yeah, they're murdering, man.
Okay.
According to a statement from the Salty Dog Sailing Association, can't make that up, this was evidence of an apparent violence.
Thanks, apparent. Guys.
Yeah, the couple is said to be getting buried in Harrison Butker jerseys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not them, too.
Yeah, them, too.
We need to have an intervention.
What do you mean?
No more Harrison Butker jerseys.
Wendy Williams. You like Wendy Williams?
Oh, I love her. She's so fucking hot.
Yeah, she's got a lot of health problems, man.
What? Is she quadriplegic yet?
She has the same conditions that Bruce Willis got, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, Bruce Willis, I mean, he's pretty fucked up, right? Like,
well, I don't know about, like, what your definition of pretty fucked up is.
Yeah.
Right? He just got to the point where it was very hard for him to... What was his condition?
I really don't know what the fuck...
It was like...
He just doesn't speak well, right? Like,
right. It was kind of like dementia, even though it's not defined as dementia. Right? He was having a hard time speaking, hard time remembering shit. Like, at a very low level.
Yeah. I thought most of his movies was like that.
Oh, yeah. All of his movies were. Was... Hey, yo, Adrian.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one. Alexei Navalny. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not Russian, so.
Yeah. His body was handed over to his mother, and he was in a Harrison Butker jersey.
No, he was cremated.
Oh, and the urn was in a little mini Harrison Butker jersey.
Yes, that is accurate.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Russians love Harrison Butker.
Haley lost the primary in her state. Florida's got measles.
Who doesn't have measles?
Ron DeSantis says, who fucking cares?
Wow.
Yeah, he said that shit.
How about you be more presidential, Ron? You bitch.
Well, maybe he didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Never mind, Ron.
Amy Schumer's fat ass said her puffy face criticism helped her. Is she hot? What do you give her, 1 to 5?
No, I want to punch her in the face.
She's 42. She's too young for you.
This is true.
When she said she had a puffy ass face and that something had to have been wrong. And she even went to as far as she even ordered a Harrison Butker jersey online. Because it wasn't looking good. You know what I mean?
Listen, you order that, it's still not looking good. You're probably going to die.
Okay.
They're just looking to bury you in it.
Anyway, she found out, and she's going to be hot in any time.
No, she's not.
A college student charged with fatally shooting two people in a University of Colorado, Coach Prime, dorm room.
God damn, I love Coach Prime.
Had previously told one of the victims that he would kill him. So, I mean, he let him know. A 25-year-old junior?
What the fuck?
From Detroit.
He got held back like 4 years?
Yeah. Threatened his roommate during a dispute about taking out the trash. The roommate started spotting Harrison Butker jerseys around the dorm. A new time was coming.
People are terrible. Like, we all sit around and complain about how terrible crime is, but nobody holds anybody else accountable. Like family members, as soon as somebody is convicted of a crime, what do you see from family? Oh, man, you know what?
Excuses?
He was just such a good kid. He's getting ready to go to college.
Yeah. Always you know, great.
Mike Brown, the gentle giant. That motherfucker was a thug.
Always wore his Harrison Butker jersey everywhere.
Yes, a piece of shit. A piece of shit and a Harrison Butker jersey. That's all he was.